moon is so cold and grows every night you walk alone. Longer still is the weight of parents who may never know. Don't you walk alone, don't you stray from home. God only knows your zoo is waiting. Don't you raise your voice, don't make any noise. What a scary choice to be employed.
I'm muted, but what is up, everyone, to the next episode of the Clausules podcast. This is episode 4. I don't know. This is a sad episode. It's not going to be that long. I'm not going to talk about Clash much. I will tell you what I've done in Clash, but not much. This is mainly for you guys on YouTube. Big B has decided to leave the podcast. I sent a message of what he said on the podcast, and not the podcast, of his own little goodbye episode, and it hit me deep. He said he loves me like a brother. Go listen to yourself, you understand. We're still friends, but this podcast is not, this is not the end of the Clausules podcast. I'm gonna try my best to keep it going. I don't know if I'm gonna find a co-host. Probably won't. For a long ass fucking time. But let's get into why Big B left. For those of you that haven't heard the message, he's going through some family stuff, not spending enough time with his family. He feels like the podcast, he might still be playing the game, but I think the stress of the podcast, other things with the podcast I'll get into later, he feels is too much for him, or, you know, he'd rather spend his time somewhere else. And I totally understand that. The, you know, he's got a family, he's got an intensive job, and not gonna lie, I've listened to it 3 times. Off stream, on stream, off stream. And I've cried every time when at the is in message, because it hit me deep. I'll tell you why it hit me deep a little back, but it's hard for me to let him go. Like, understand why he wants to go. And I kind of, I've talked to a few people, like, you're not responsible, but I kind of feel responsible. And I know I'm not responsible, but I feel like I'm responsible for him leaving, because the message in his goodbye, which I was hoping to do another episode with him at our year mark, but I totally understand why he dipped out. He left because it was too toxic, and he had some stuff coming up, or the drama with the podcast, and I feel like he left because of me. Like, yes, I bring up a lot of drama. I'm a piece of shit drunk. I will announce that all the way. I know a lot of people say, you stop drinking. I don't know. But I accept responsibility for Big B leaving. I do. And, sorry. In his message. Woo! It's hard for me to say without crying. He said he was like a little brother to me. Give me a second. That hit me deep in the heart. Jesus Christ. Let me take a drink real quick. For those of you that don't know, my actual brother passed away about 2 years ago. And then, before I even messaged Big B saying, You know, I feel like he's a bigger brother than me. He's older. Like, me and him connected well. He told me what to do. Like, he set me in sight as a big brother. And then, well, this is good. My message just hit me deep when he said, "God damn it. Give me a second." When he said that, like a little brother to me. God damn it. Sorry. Why? I don't know why I'm doing this live, but that hit me deep. Give me a second. Let's go. All right, that hit me deep, cause I listened to it, and I know it's not my fault that he left the podcast. I understand he's got some personal shit, and the podcast, for those that were wondering if I'll ever find a co-host, no, I will never. It's gonna be a while at least till I find someone to replace him. I'll bring some co-host on. This is me telling you guys the podcast is not ending. I might have to take a. It might not be every week for the podcast. I'm gonna miss Big B because I love him like a brother. We're still friends, by the way. There's nothing between me and B, Big B going on. It's just the drama, the toxicity that we're causing, and he's done with some family shit and playing the game spends takes time from him spending time with his family, and I totally understand why he left and why he made the decision. Will I ever find a co-host? Maybe. I had a lot of people message me. Shout out to Rick, Cool Rick. You guys know Cool Rick. Saying, what are y'all gonna do with the podcast? What I and before we get into the, I should have doubled back again. I don't prepare shit, but before we get into that, like Saturday night we did my birthday special. You know, it was awesome. We brought Dandy Dan on, had awesome ideas, and someone, I'm not gonna name his name, so people know, decided to spin some bullshit in the Clausewells Discord. You know who you are. You can fuck off. I'm calling you out right now. But it was my idea to bring Danny Dan on for the. Because he's messaging me. He's like, hey, I have this. I can talk about this. It's like, hit me up. Regardless of that, was not expecting Big B's message Sunday saying that. And then after I got done editing, or. Should in air quotes editing the birthday special, that would show, I would see him saying his goodbye. I was like, wait, what? Because I was waiting for it to like finish uploading, and then I uploaded the audio version of the birthday special, and then I listened to it, and it, dude, would you guys listen? It hit me deep because BB's like a brother to me. I already got my crying out, I got my emotions out. If you missed it, then watch the YouTube video. This is going on YouTube regardless. On the casuals, I don't care. I'm not even paying attention to that. This is me responding to you guys that the casuals is still done. But my bigger brother died like 2 years ago. Passed away at 36, and then I started streaming more when I moved to Arizona. Met Big B, and he like took that place of a like a true big brother. Like, I love my big brother that passed away, but in his message, he said, "I love you like a little brother," and it hit me deep. And I love him like a little brother. So, I love Big B. He's OP. We're still friends, regardless of what people say. I understand I'm a toxic piece of shit. So it might be a while before we do another Clasuals episode. Let me try to find a a guest to come on, because people hate me at the moment. But this podcast will never end. I will keep it going regardless. This episode is just my response to personal reasons why Big B left, and understand why people don't want to watch it or listen to it, because it's just me. It's literally just me. And we don't have the back and forth with Big B, which I will miss completely. I know Zero said he missed it. Maybe Zero will come back as a... I can't guarantee someone will be a permanent co-host, because I can't replace Big B. Even Big B's like messaged me, tell me like, "Hey, what you gotta do is just find someone you love talking to and make him, there's your co-host." Like, I love talking to you more than anyone, because you get our back and forth is OP. We get each other. We disagree or agree each other. We're not yes man, according to a person in our Discord. Not calling you out, but it's gonna be hard to find another co-host. So stay patient with me. I don't know when I'll find a co-host, but we'll talk a little bit about Clash. But I don't know how to proceed. Next fourth, I know Danny Dan has a few topics and help me out with the podcast, but I can't guarantee you guys, all you fans, it's gonna be strictly about Clash of Clans. Like, usually we're about Clash of Clans and we banter, but there might be a little change to the Discord, or the Discord, fuck me, to the podcast. I don't know. Again, people keep asking me, like, "You gonna find a new co-host? What are you gonna do?" I'm not ending the podcast. I love this podcast. I love how many fans we've got. And yes, I know I'm a fucking complete piece of shit. I burned bridges down with some friends. Let's mention them right now. I burnt bridges with Fatal. Burnt bridges with Fatal. I burnt bridges with Carl, with Woo. Ghost Knight, which has a good podcast. C2J also, Crystal DeJoin podcast is OP as shit. But me and my drunken stage, me and my, when I'm drunk, basically is what I'm trying to say. Also, y'all know this is gonna be unedited bullshit. Not, I said bullshit, but this is gonna be unedited on YouTube and on Spotify. But I burnt some bridges down with friends. And sometimes get too intoxicated and I burn bridges down saying shit I'm drunk. And I totally understand the reasons. Like, I'm not going to ask to be a part of any Discord or talk to me because you want to reach out that you think I'm feeling like shit. There's no need. You have your reasons. I understand you want to jump in the disc or just message me or whatever. It's up to you. I don't want to be on any Discord that you feel like I'm going to be a toxic piece of shit. And I know I'm a toxic piece of shit. I'm a fucking complete 100-degree asshole. And understand that. Like, I cause the most drama on this podcast with anyone. You know, I apologize to Zero my last stream. He loves being a part of, but maybe he'll be a guest, but I can't guarantee you there's going to be anyone being a co-host. This might be like a every 2-week thing, or just me just talking for 30 minutes about something in Clash. I can't guarantee anything Clash related at this moment, but I'm going to try my best to keep this podcast going. Rather be about maybe bring in random people in that don't know how to play Clash and trying to teach them and trying to, I don't know. I sincerely don't know. Like, I can bring some guests in, but people don't want to talk to me right now because I'm a toxic piece of shit. I don't know. Again, I want to keep this podcast going as long as I can. I love doing this by myself. Maybe I'll fucking do the podcast by myself. I don't know. If I love just sitting here talking to y'all, just spitting shit, maybe I'll go to that. Maybe it'll just be me talking nonsense. It'll just be Clash rules, and I'll mention Clash for 30 minutes. I don't know. Maybe I'll talk about books I've listened to or read or movies I've watched. I have no clue what this podcast is going to be made after because I don't have my oh I don't have anyone else to talk to. Like, I love Clash of Clans. I'm gonna keep playing Clash of Clans. I have been playing the other game, but I'm not gonna mention that game. But this is mostly for you guys that don't understand where I'm coming from. Like, Big B and I used to like chat back and forth before we done an episode. Try to come up with some notes, like send notes back and forth. A few episodes, we just jump and chat and describe what we're talking about. Well, and I guarantee you, at least for a while, I don't know how the time frame was going to come across, but I will never be able to replace Big B because that motherfucker who replaces Big B got some big motherfucking shoes to fill. Okay, he's an OP homie. I love him. Our relationship's tight as fuck. And maybe one of these days, I might drive up there and for a weekend and just have a dinner with him, or just have a dinner with him and drive back. I don't know, but we're still homies. For the podcast, I'm gonna try my best, and that's all I can tell you guys. Like, as a drunk, or not as a drunk, but as a drunk. As a dumbass is what I should say is I'm gonna try my best to keep this podcast going. I can't guarantee you every week. The only reason I'm doing it now is because I feel like in me it's time, like emotionally and mentally, is like, fuck it, let's just send it unscripted. And like every Clash Rules episode, we don't plan anything out. We'll do it like an hour before. I was drinking already. It's like, fuck it, let's just send it now. It's 9. So it's pretty much around the same time where I said Friday or Saturday. But if y'all don't catch it, I'll have this uploaded because, I don't edit shit. But the podcast is still going to go on. I'm still playing Clash. And I'm sorry to everyone that how toxic and how much of a dipshit and a piece of shit I've been. Through this podcast, I'm gonna try to improve myself. When I say improve myself, I'm not talking about stopping drinking because I love it. Maybe downing it a bit. Maybe I might stop drinking. I don't know what I mentally right now. I'm fucked up. I don't know what I'm want to do. Lately, I just want to get drunk and just jam out. Hence why I did the podcast now before I get too drunk. Because, I don't know. A few podcasts, I know Big B already shut out and his goodbye, but is, or not, I'm not going to shout out the podcast, but I'm going to shout out a few people that reached out to me. Was, I'm going to save the best for last. So, GCBC reached out to me. He's like, what are you going to do with the podcast now? OP Rick reached out to me. Or not Rick. Rick's not third. Trample Damage reach out. And then Rick reach out. So Trample and Rick, I'm gonna say they're both tied for one because me and Rick are OP homies and I both know Rick's helped me out through a lot of shit, like just forget about dumb shit that people say. And also Trample is OP, like I messaged him recently today. I was like, how do you do a podcast by yourself? He just said, are you doing it by yourself? I was like, well, I'm not going to find a co-host anytime soon. So I was trying to get some insights. But I think as I get comfortable by myself, maybe we'll do it for a little bit. I know you guys love Big B and understand the people that love our back and forth. You don't want to listen to it. It's up to you. And I apologize. It's not about Clash of Clans. This is me telling you guys the Clash Rules podcast will not be over. And for those on YouTube, go to Spotify, look up the Clash Rules, and listen to his goodbye episode. Because it hit me deep. And this is the episode. Like, me talking about him leaving. I don't plan on finding a co-host. I don't know when I can find a guest to come in and talk about Clash of Clans or bullshit, because we're the Clash Rules. So I lost a lot of my ties because I'm a dipshit. And I'm just moving it 1 week at a time. You know, I just wing shit. Like, should I do an episode? And then I'll do an episode. If not, then I won't. But anyway, this is pretty much all I have to talk about right now. The podcast is still gonna go. I did get emotional at the end or at the beginning. So for the viewers on YouTube, I guess Spotify, you'll still hear it. But you want to see the true emotions, because I don't have to use Buzzsprout. It's going to be posted right away. I decided to do it tonight because just how I feel. Anyway, I will not be streaming anymore tonight. But I love y'all. The Clash Rules podcast is still going to keep running. And I'll figure out something to do next week. Or I'll figure something. But I'll keep it on. I forgot to mention. The attack I'm still using, sorry, the nose is stuffy, Slow Root Riders with Archer Blimp, with Archer's Adore Sportum. I got been pretty shitty with that. I did a 3-star, a 1-star in War. In Legends Leagues, I've been 3-starring because I'm in low Legends Leagues. It doesn't matter. Like, I've been hitting 10 off 14s and 15s. But other than that, possible nerf Monday for Roots. Well, then I'll figure something out. Anyway, guys, thank y'all for watching, listening. Please leave a review. I'll keep this podcast going as much as I can. If I'm not good in the podcast, I understand if I'm a shitty fucking co-host by myself or podcast host by myself. I was just reacting, letting you guys know the podcast is not done. I'm not done playing the game. I'm going to keep going. Much love. I'm going to end the stream and the recording at the same time, so I'm not to worry about back and forth. If you guys have any questions, you can email the clashrules@gmail.com or hit me up on Discord. It's ClashRed9. On YouTube, just leave your comments. And I love you all. Love the support, and the Clash Rules are still going on. And from the goodbye message, keep it Clash Rules, homies. And I will see you when I see you. I don't have a plan. I'm just going to say, keep it Clash Rules. I'm going to end it on that. All right. So I love y'all. Deuces. I'm going to get drunk because I want to forget my memories and emotions. Love y'all. Have fun. Keep playing Clash of Clans. And I'll see ya next time, baby.